Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Yesterday was such a beautiful day outside. Hope you had a chance to be out and enjoy it, and hopefully today will be much the same. The planters are rolling, and the corn is getting planted. I've talked to some producers, and they're coming right along, getting down to the final end of the corn planting. And others are just kind of beginning, depending on how much they have to do. But with the equipment nowadays, it does not take so terrible long to get all the acres planted that we have. So good luck to all those farmers out there in their work. For those CRP, Conservation Reserve participants, who have initial seedings or mid-contract management activities scheduled for completion this spring, you need to be preparing to ensure that you get those CRP program requirements met, as especially the mid-contract management has to be done by May 15th, or else you will have to wait until after August 1st because of the primary nesting season. Any new seedings can continue right along, and generally the introduced grasses, cool season grasses, you have till the 1st of June, and the native grasses you have till the 1st of July. So if you have any of these mid-contract management activities or any of the initial seedings to complete this spring, please try to get them done, and when you do get that accomplished, remember you have to sign and return your 848 forms to the FSA office that you have completed it, and you also have to inform NRCS that your seeding has been completed and present your bills. So if you have any questions, please just give your Farm Service Agency office a call. Well, this is the time of year that we can get these isolated storms that come through, and so we here at the USDA have a county emergency board that if something happens, we get together and assess what might be potential damages within the county from any of the storm activity. We then forward this information to our state office level, and that is used on up the chain to get eventually to the Secretary of Agriculture, and this is how we get declarations if there happens to be a real storm activity that happens. Many times a storm may happen in a smaller portion of the county, and we're not always aware of that damage in that localized area. So it is helpful if producers will contact your FSA or NRCS office and let us know that if you did happen to have any isolated storm activity in your area. A phone call to the USDA Service Center in your county would be greatly appreciated. We are always here at the FSA office continually asking producers to keep us notified with any of the changes that may pertain to their farming operations. This would include any mailing addresses, email addresses, phone numbers, and farm operation changes such as forming a corporation, a trust, or if there's now an estate or a partnership. So, also, you need to be aware of your banking account changes because deposits can get made and we don't know about that, and then the money goes to the wrong bank account that is suspended, and then it's quite an effort to get that rerouted. So let's get these changes done as soon as possible when that happens, so when the time comes to make a payment, there's not a problem. Producers are also reminded to consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out new ground for production. They need to notify FSA prior to clearing land, removing trees, or installing tile, doing drainage projects, etc., to make sure that they remain in conservation compliance. Landowners and or operators can complete the 1026 highly rotable form here at the FSA or NRCS office, and NRCS then will determine whether a referral to the wetland is necessary. Remember, it appears that conservation compliance will be required in the future for the maintenance of eligibility for farm programs at FSA, as well as your crop insurance subsidies. So it's important to stay in compliance with this. In closing today, I would like to wish Nancy Brook from the Farm Service Agency office and Jack Johns from the NRCS office best wishes for a great retirement from service to the USDA. Nancy has been in charge of the CRP program here at FSA in Audubon. And Jack has provided technical assistance to many of you producers over the years to help lay out terraces and waterways through the NRCS. Both Nancy and Jack have over 15 years of service to their respective agencies, and they will be missed by the producers they serve and their co-workers. For more information and clarification on any of the FSA programs that I've talked about here today, always feel free to contact your local FSA office here in Audubon. The phone number, 712-563-4261, extension 2, and Atlantic, 712-243-1377, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Tune in at the same time next week for more updates from USDA.